at a time since 1988.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody. Here we are, December. Can you believe it? Oh, it's true. Just a handful of days left before you know it. Weeks, and then we're into the new year, 2012. How exciting it's going to be politically. Already, it's been interesting to say the least when it comes to the Republicans. Obama campaigning in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and then off to three fundraising dinners on the island of Manhattan, where he really infuriated the people because he flew in the middle of rush hour, gunked up traffic for hours, where people took sometimes 3.5 hours to get home, where normally it took them an hour to get home. Don't know if it cost him any votes. He says he's going to need another term to finish the job. He's just getting started. That's what he told the people in Pennsylvania, and he carried that same message to the fundraising folks in New York. Will Obama get the chance to finish out a second term? Will he do a second term, or does he have to vacate 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? If he does have to vacate it, who's going to knock off Obama? One person I don't think it'll be. I feel pretty safe in making this prediction. You don't have to be a soothsayer to jump on this. Herman Cain is gone, gone, gone. Not officially. Not officially, he's not. But how can he possibly hang around? He's saying that he's gotten a groundswell of positive support, that letters are pouring in, emails are pouring in. People are running up to him on the street telling him to hang in there. So he feels like there are a lot of people that don't want him to jump out of the race. I would say that the wheels on the bus go round and round, and these wheels have fallen off. No matter who thinks Herman Cain is still, a great guy and has some sound economic advice for this country that might work, whether it's 999 or some other variation, how is it possible? How is it possible for him to get enough backing after what happened in the beginning of the week, the real bomb that went off? The name was Ginger White, an Atlanta businesswoman who, as all of you know by now, alleged that she had a 13-year affair with him. And more evidence is pouring out to that fact. Not TMZ variety evidence, but actual hard bills, sights of seeing him, and et cetera, that would be very tough to deny. He did get a standing ovation in one of his stops. He was in Westchester, Ohio. So the people that came to see him, they didn't run in the opposite direction. And he made a joke about it, saying that there was a prediction that the room would be empty, so it wasn't empty. But this is just 5 weeks before the first votes are cast in the state-by-state march to the nomination, which would be the primaries. We're going to be there for the first state. We're going to be in New Hampshire. America Tonight is. We'll be broadcasting live. But I don't know that I'll be talking to Herman Cain. Here's what he had to say.
So our military is weaker, and we've got to re-strengthen it. Our economy is on life support, and we've got to strengthen our economy. One of the reasons that they want to try and shoot me down and tear me down is because of the strength of my message that's resonating with the American people. They want you to believe that with enough character assassination on me, that I will drop out.
All right, you heard the crowd, so certainly there's some backing still there. Izzy in Missouri gets the first crack at this hour of America Tonight. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. Just to follow up on what Dan from Texas was saying, I don't think a lot of Americans realize who controls our money, really. The Federal Reserve System, that's there are 12 Federal Reserve banks across this country, and a board of directors of 12 each per bank, plus the alleged, well, there's supposed to be 7 members on the Federal Reserve Board, not the bank boards, but the Federal Reserve Board. But right now they only have 5, and Bernanke's head of that. And they have since 1913 controlled all our money. We went from the gold standard to the dollar.
Yep.
And you can't have a one world order till you control all the money. What do you think the International Monetary Fund is all about? And we have so intermingled, commingled foreign monies for the past 100 years to the point where no wonder things are running amok. And I just don't think people research this enough. And I have learned a lot because my cousin worked for the biggest private banker who actually heads up the banking cartel. And I'm sorry, the banking cartel is no different than a drug cartel. They're out for the buck. They are.
I agree. Absolutely.
They are right. They are the ruination of every country on the planet. And Rothschilds have been behind it since the 1800s. My God, people, research this. Read and research. Dig deep. It's all there.
Yeah.
What the banking system, meaning the Federal Reserve System, is doing. And they have their hands in every pot in every country. Don't think it's just an FRS in this country. They got their little procedures in everybody's pot. And I'm so sick of the bull. It's like, wake up, Americans. And real quick on Kane, I'm sorry. What kind of woman has a 13-year affair with a married man and then comes out at this point in time and announces it? It makes her no better than a prostitute, in my opinion.
Well,
she went for the gifts and the good times.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. What kind of woman does that? It's always the bad guy the man is always the bad guy. Yeah. I'm sorry, Kane. If, in fact, you have this 13-year affair, you're a rotten apple. And I would never vote for him. But what kind of woman pulls this unless she's being paid? This is all about money.
You know what? It is all about money. You have made some very hardcore comments at the top, and a lot of them I agree with, Izzy. You're right. What kind of woman comes out now, one that will profiteer on this somehow, whether she writes a book, hits the talk show circuit, whatever, somehow
well,
she's going to turn a profit.
Well, how much is the DNC paying her off? A lot of money to come around. Because, let's face it, and I've said this before, Kane is a black man. He's not a quarter black. He's all black.
Yeah.
And to put him up against Obama, well, let me tell you, I think Obama would have a hell of a lot worse time against Kane than he would have against Mitt Romney. And who the hell wants to vote for Mitt Romney? He's a sap. God, people, wake up, America.
Izzy says, forget about it. Thanks, Izzy. She says, forget about Romney. I love it. She's on the warpath tonight. She's unplugged. You know, she's making the points that I made about Romney. A couple of things. That who's in love with Romney so much? Why is he the, quote, establishment guy, the person who peels the skin off of his KFC chicken, which he says is his one vice? I don't understand the Romney push, but the Republicans in power are saying that he's the guy. And so every single time in all the polls, he ends up still at the top somewhere. She makes the comments about Kane because there's that veiled racism thing that people are talking about with Kane. Does it have anything to do with that? See, I think he's just a bad apple with this female stuff, and I think the woman's a bad apple. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's S-E-A-L-A-N-E.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real.
This is a new segment, thanks to Izzy, that we like to call Banks, Broads, and Other BS. We're going to get to the banks first. We've talked about this for a long time, and Izzy's right. She's come on the show before and mentioned that and talked about a family member and all the things that she learned and how so few people really understand the system, which is why Ron Paul, he would just be, you know, classified as a loon to some people for some of the things that he was saying about Ben Bernanke and really the Federal Reserve and auditing the Federal Reserve and how it was a crime and it was ridiculous and, you know, what has gone on, the abuse of power in the monetary system. So I was mentioning earlier about the fact that so much wasn't known with the banks too big to fail, the bailouts and Hank Paulson with the no strings attached thing, and that the big six, JP Morgan and B of A and Citigroup and Wells Fargo and Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley ended up with 63% of the Fed's emergency money, and combined the six of those spent $29.4 million, I'm not kidding you, on lobbying in 2010. So that was up. That was up from 2006. That was a 33% increase, right? So where does this, all this lead when you think of the assets and you think how big the banks got, even bigger? So banks too big to fail became gargantuan. And now the lobbyist movement is even that much bigger. So it grew bigger. The crisis, some people got rich on the crisis while other people's fortunes tanked. The American people got duped, although I was doing America Tonight in 2008, in the fall of 2008, and so many of you called the show and said, don't do it. Let's just let it happen. Don't do it. Let the banks fail. We'll take it. Let the banks fail, and so be it if it tanks our 401ks or some other things. We can't keep going down this path. I mean, honestly, 2-to-1 margin on this show, everybody was saying that. It wasn't going to happen. It didn't happen. But there were crazy things in play there. There were crazy things because of the lack of, okay, you're pay it back and, you know, where's all the rest of the money going? So we know this. I mean, we were duped on that account. We were certainly duped internationally, I guess, if you didn't know much about that. Although today, if you were paying attention, some of that kind of was revealed because the markets really jumped up. Now, the markets jumping up is good news for some people's fates and fortunes that may happen to be even in the middle class. But the upshot of it is of course there's this cooperation because you see immediately the Central Bank of Canada and the rest of the gang around the world chips in, and then ultimately we're talking about greenbacks, U.S. dollars, to prop everything up. So now the market jumps high where you have almost 500 points on the Dow. And why is that? And it's off of the Fed goosing, in a sense, really goosing the markets by jumping in with the central banks. But what does it really do? Write this down. We'll pull it out of the archives. It only buys time. I mean, it's good. It's great if you had some money in there. It's great if you had those basket of stocks because you're one of the few people in the 401k, or you have an IRA, or you have a Roth IRA, a traditional one, Roth doesn't matter, but you have something in there and it wasn't all rolled into cash, so you might have actually seen some things jump up. But beware, sell it when you feel like the time is right, roll it into cash, because it's really only buying time for the Eurozone at this point. Of course it is, and we know that. Because of the craziness of what happened in Italy and Greece and what's going on with their struggle over the euro. So the stocks in Asia have already gone up in the wake of all of this on Thursday, because now it's Thursday. And what this was a coordinated plan to give cheaper dollar funding to European banks. So therefore, they sucked it all up. Like a vacuum cleaner, and then you get the gains on Wall Street. But it won't last. This is very unlikely because it just buys some time for the European leaders, but it doesn't solve the problem that they're having with their own deficit, their debt problem. It's just treating the symptom, not the problem. It's like when any of us treat our symptoms and not the real problem. And so the real problem has not been solved here. It was a good rally, but it's only a rally for now. And it should get worse. I mean, the crippling debt problem there will be worse in 2012 when they've got to refinance the amount of debt, because that's what they're going to be forced to do that. What are they going to do? Italy, here's a great example. Someone explained this to me today. You know, I have a thick head sometimes when it comes to numbers because I'm looking at the numbers. I'm pretty good with numbers, but I'm looking at the numbers and it doesn't make sense to me. So I said to somebody today in the banking game, explain the Italy situation to me further. And Italy's going to have to roll over about $538 billion. That's in the following year. So that's 20% of its total debt. And then with the yields on the bonds at 7-8%, that's going to be pretty tough because those numbers aren't really adding up. I mean, there's just one example, the boot. The boot is going to get us all. It's going to get us all a different kind of mafia. So Europe has to do something different. They've got to try to get help from somebody else. Are they going to get help from China too? See, China's going to be the ultimate bank. That's what may happen. They might end up trying to get a leg up from China. But will they buy what they call the sovereign bonds without seeing any kind of a solution? So the bottom line of all this gooblygook or whatever you want to call it is they got to be aggressive. They got to figure out a way to cut the problem out. And the only way to do that is to bite the bullet and come to a closer fiscal union. Or the European Central Bank has to pick up more of those, as I said, bonds. Or maybe China comes in. Oh, so China rescues yet another country. It's like I see that, I can't think of the bad guy's name now, but it's like I see in the Bond movie, what was his name, Wofat or whatever. It's like I see him at a poker table and everybody else is just sitting back and they know they don't have a winning hand. In other words, China is dangling everything in front of us. And they'll do the same now, probably with some of these other countries if they jump in on that action. And I don't know if that'll happen, but there's a chance of it. This is just one of those false bottoms. So it was good to see the numbers go up, but it's falsely going up because it's not going to stay. It's not a game that will sustain itself. It's going to drop back a little bit, and maybe it drops all the way through in 2012. And we all know this anyway because the markets run on the negative news, and the dollar just keeps reducing itself as far as value because we're printing it like it's monopoly money. And that's Ben Bernanke. How many times has he done that? That quantitative easing is the way it's described. That's the official term for it. But it just means, okay, we're in trouble, so we're going to just pump out some more money. We're just going to pump it out there. It's like when you hear the conversations about gold, it is true. At least with gold, if you went back a few years and you see what gold was selling for, and now you look at it, you absolutely, as much as you'll have to ride a little bit of the market, you hear Jason Lewis in the spots on our show say that, talking about gold as an investment. And it is a hedge. It is a good hedge at this point. Because I don't see, you got people striking in England over pension changes. You have lots of problems in France. Italy is toast. It's toast. They're pedaling as fast as they can up the canal in Venice, but they're stuck. Everywhere you turn, this is what we're seeing. And ultimately, we're busted in the U.S. because we can't find a way to get out of the red, to get into the black. Can't find a way to do that. I know I say it at least once or twice a week, but I'm going to just echo it out there one more time. I really believe not to be negative and cynical, because we don't try to make America tonight negative and cynical all the time, right? But I don't think we're ever going to get back into the black in my lifetime. I don't think so. In my 9-year-old nephew's lifetime, I'm not so sure. Coming up, we're going to look at some numbers of a different sort. We can count.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, everybody. Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Giving new meaning to, can I buy some pot from you? The Fed seized 32 tons of marijuana from an underground U.S.-Mexico border tunnel. Shocking! Not. How many tunnels have there been between San Diego and Tijuana? I used to live in California, and I hated that border crossing area, the Tijuana one. I used to like the crossing area in El Paso, the Zaragoza Bridge that went into Juarez, but now it turns out that's the even more dangerous. The reason I hated the Tijuana stopping is because it just was jammed the whole time, and you knew people were getting through anyway. I did a couple of stories with the Border Patrol there, and they would like tap on the backs of trucks, you know, the tanker trucks, because sometimes people or drugs or other things were there. They'd tap on it and come up with other ways to see if anything was, a truck was worth pulling over. And they'd always come up with other clever ways to get through the crossing. And tunnels turned out to be the bomb. So this secret passage had a lift, a hydraulic lift, had rail carts, a wooden staircase. They uncovered it on Tuesday. And it's an interesting trend of what we've seen right during the winter holidays. They're trying to take advantage of the fall marijuana harvest in Mexico, which apparently was a bumper crop. It's too bad nobody's going to be smoking that. It's going to be set on fire. Too bad for the people who were trying to sell it, I guess, huh? The discovery of this tunnel was 600 yards, resulted in all the amount of pot that they found. And they say it's one of the largest pot busts in U.S. history. How about that? They have wooden planks that line the floor 40 feet underground. I mean, what an effort to move a bunch of drugs. Again, these people are not stupid when it comes to money. Okay, we know people want the drugs. We're going to figure out a way to get it over there. So this is also after they got 17 tons of pot at a warehouse in San Diego and 12 tons inside a truck, remember the truck thing, in L.A., and 4 in Mexico. Busy day for picking up pot. The bumper crop's not coming across. How about that? So that's life in San Diego and Tijuana and right there on the border. Landlords were told to look for construction equipment, piles of dirt, sounds of jackhammers, and the scent of unburned marijuana. That's what has now triggered some of these busts. There's actually some pretty good citizens that are saying, I think something's going on here, some tips. And that's led to at least a couple of those tunnels being discovered. All right, you ready to get really peeved, really upset? Fannie and Freddie. Oh, my favorite names. Not Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Check this out. They spent more than $640,000 on a conference this fall to send 100 employees to Chicago for a mortgage industry conference and host an event there. Let me say the number again, $640,000. That's crazy. It's crazy because is it that necessary that you have to spend $342,000 for travel, food, hotel, and meeting rooms, $74,000 on 4 invitation-only dinners for mortgage lending companies that do business with Fannie and Freddie. They spent $140,000 to sponsor the conference and $68,000 for registration fees. Yeah, seems ridiculous to me. And, if you're going to send some people to this conference, how many people do they have to send to this conference? It goes right along with the thinking of we have to have the best, the biggest, the baddest, the brightest working for us at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Otherwise, we'll never turn it around. Remember, that was just 2 weeks ago we heard about the crazy bonuses where people were already making $900,000. And I've already said this. I'll take Tomas and a few others who I think are okay with numbers, pretty good with numbers, and we'll take, half of that. We'll take half of that pay and give the rest back to the American taxpayers. You can't live without $1 million bonus. And then we have to go to this conference where we have invitation-only dinners. What are we talking about at these invitation-only dinners? Those days are gone. It's not the go-go 80s anymore. Didn't they get the memo? Didn't they get the memo about this? Let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Is it true I'm speaking with the Duchess of Darkness, the Sports Princess, the Midnight Mistress of Talk Radio, Kate Delaney?
I love the Duchess of Darkness. That's brilliant.
Hey, I just wanted to touch base a little bit. I'm still a little. I mean, I believe there is some smoke where there's fire where there's smoke with Herman Cain. I think there might be something going on there, but something just don't sit right with me. First off, this lady, 13 years, wouldn't that put him having an affair when he's at stage 4 in cancer under the time frame she's talking? And another thing that bothers me is the first lady that come out said when they were in the car, he put his hand on my leg and started pressing back of my head towards his lap. And she says, I have a boyfriend. Give me a break. If you're trying to force yourself on some woman that doesn't want to be forced upon, don't you think that she'd be clawing and scratching and kicking and looking for an exit? Not, I have a boyfriend. What are you doing? It makes it sound like if I didn't have a boyfriend, it'd be okay. You know what I mean? It just, the way it came
out. Yeah, that's odd. That's odd.
Right,
I agree. It was very odd the way that she described it. You're talking about the other woman who said she was sexually harassed out of Chicago. And, yeah, there were some crazy responses to it.
See,
it's
what
like,
I'd like, I was going to say real quick, what I'd like is for a bunch of women to chase me around for my money, but they're not real good at math.
I mean, look, there's no doubt that, like, with this Ginger White, whatever happened there, and I think they're, you know, they've got these phone bills and all these other things that can substantiate what she's saying, but, and she's saying, oh, I, you know, I shouldn't have done it and whatever. Well, you know, what was she doing? She was fooling around. She was meeting a married man knowingly all over the place, taking the gifts and everything else, supposedly. But how much is true, how much isn't true, you're right. Is everything out there? Do we know the whole story? Of course we don't know the whole story. And
personally, I think Herman Cain would be best for the country as far as getting it back on track. But the way the media is, they just portray him as a liar now. And basically, if he wanted to shut the left media up, all he had to do is say, look, she gave me a tie. She was wearing a blue dress. I thought she wanted to be an intern.
You're terrible. You're
we'll
awful.
Talk to you later, Kate.
All right. Thanks, Jay. Sex and politics. Yeah. Here's the thing about Herman Cain. I thought he was pretty authentic. I did like a lot of the things that Herman Cain was saying. I didn't think he was going to go all the way. I didn't think so because of the push for Romney, because of how the political machine works, both with the, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats. I've seen this play a million times. I've talked to many of the people. We've been in the middle of it. We're going to be in the middle of it in New Hampshire. We're going to be in the middle of it the following week in Washington. And we've already written these scripts. All of you are getting it. This is a smart audience. Whether Izzy pops a gourd or Jay throws in his 2 cents or Mark, we have to practically cut off when he's frothing at the mouth. I mean, you're reading things. You're paying attention to things. The information is out there. A lot of the real information is out there, and quite often you're right. You got to scratch and dig a little bit, maybe further down the line for it. Dig a little deeper is really the right way to say that. But you know, I know from a good enough source, and I hate to burst your bubble, Jay, but the Ginger White stuff is definitely true. You know, the specifics, who knows, 13 years, 12 years, 11 years, any of that, it's detailed, and it happened. I mean, it happened. I don't think that this woman, for her reasons for coming forward, you know, that's one thing. Why is she coming forward? You have to put yourself in those shoes, and as a woman, I can't put myself in those shoes because that crosses my line. I wouldn't do it. And especially coming out and saying, well, I feel terrible. Yes, I mean, he was a married man, and I was having this clandestine thing. It was really fun, and I would meet him here and meet him there. I mean, you know, sure, you can question her ethics, her morals, all that kind of stuff. But the fact is it happens. It happened. Some of this stuff happened. What goes on now with Herman Cain is inevitable. It's the end of the road. He's telling his supporters it's not over. He's telling his supporters he's going to think about it. But when his lips are saying that, I just can't believe that he's going to try to continue to make something happen here, because it is about getting those electoral votes in the end, and it's getting the crowds to back you and the money to come in the pipeline, because when you run for office in this country, you have got to be a good fundraiser. You have got to get people to pump bucks into your campaign. And if you can't do that, you can't compete. You can't win. For goodness sake, the incumbent who has a leg up, no matter who it is, the incumbent has some advantages because they hold the office, right? President Obama has a war chest that they say is probably going to be close to $1 billion. Well, if he's the incumbent and he has to make that kind of money to be able to run, to do what he needs to do, to get the commercials out there, what does that tell you about everybody else? Cain would have to have a serious amount of investors backing him up in order for him to still continue, and it's just not there.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people in a revolution? It's time to stand.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Warning. This content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatanShow.com.
This song will never be banned from America Tonight. I don't care if it is 30 years old or however old it is. Jive Talking, it holds up now, it held up then, and you can put it anywhere in the middle of politics, and it still works, doesn't it? It's just like the situation with Cain and this woman, and the situation that we've seen with many of the Republicans, the up and down, and this road to New Hampshire, the first primary. And, of course, also what's coming out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We had a great guest on earlier in the week talking, and he was one of the co-founders of a group called No Labels, been in Washington 30 years, seen it all, and said this is the worst he's ever seen Washington, where you are on one side or the other, brother, and you are not even breaking bread with anyone else. And there's no conversation. He talked about the lack. The part of the problem was also that people didn't live in D.C. So they left constantly. They would just show up, boom, for some of the votes, gone. They would fly in Monday morning, fly in late Sunday, out. And it didn't used to be that way. Your family moved with you to Washington, and you would still go back to see your constituents and still go back to your home state, but you go back and forth with your family and all that sort of thing. And that's not happening. Everything changed in D.C., and that was part of the turnover. And I see it. I'm going up to Washington. We're going to broadcast the show in January, the week after New Hampshire. And it's gridlock. I guarantee you it's gridlock. So the key is, how do you break up the gridlock? And the answer to that is, you got to have massive reform, not just talk about it, not give it lip service. You have to, I think you have to have serious town hall meetings again. You saw those town hall meetings that worked when people were outraged about health care that just was being slid under the radar and it didn't go through, remember? I mean, it did go through ultimately, but it didn't wash with everybody because it was just being jammed through. And people had questions. What does this mean to me? What is this? I'm 65 or I'm a single mother and, you know, I'll pay, but what do I have to pay? I don't understand. And what are you talking about with these co-op groups and all that sort of stuff? And really, the politicians couldn't answer the questions. It's like Senator McCaskill, Claire McCaskill, she had a tough time at some of those healthcare town hall meetings, people booing and yelling and getting upset because they wanted to know what was going to happen to their healthcare. And it was very, very, very vague. And now we see the Supreme Court, of course, will have the ultimate decision on the individual mandate. Probably that happens in June. All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can certainly do that. 800-259-5791. But before we do that, you got to hear this. Oh, this is brilliance. I like Brian Williams so much now after, as much as he peeved me, upset me at the last debate because I thought he was leading some of the questions and stuff. But I like his sense of humor. I'll give him that. And he's got an investigative show on that I think is pretty good, but it's on Monday nights. But this is Brian Williams trying to do the news. And listen to how he just keeps going. Listen to what happened. Pay attention here.
Good evening. Perhaps it's because of its name. For all the bankruptcies we've covered in this grim U.S. economy, this one gets your attention. You'll forgive us. We have a fire alarm announcement going on here in the studio. It's called American Airlines, after all, and even though for a lot of people it can mean a cramped seat on a crowded flight on board a well-worn plane, it's a legacy carrier, one of the oldest, one of the big brand names. In fact, it flies the American brand around the world. The airline has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection during this busy holiday travel time to financially regroup while staying in the air, though perhaps not something special anymore. Again, we have an announcement going on here in the studio. Tom Costello, we should advise our viewers there's no danger to us. We'd love to make this stop. Why don't you take it from our Washington Bureau?
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
You have to love that. He just kept reading the news. He kept doing the news. And the fire alarm is going off. Hey, someone can't take the batteries out of the fire alarm, for goodness sake. somebody on the floor there at NBC, what do they have, two interns running around while he's doing it? It's crazy. I mean, come on. It's nutty that he's doing the national newscast and that's going off in the background. And that's why I think that was a funny moment. I think it's the best blooper that I've seen lately, period, in television news. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hey, Al.
Oh, hi, Kate. You know, I ain't homophobic. I've got tons of Queen CDs and Elton John CDs, but up here in Canada, the way they're covering that Penn State child abuse, child molestation, first of all, what on earth are 12-year-old kids going to do? Why on earth does this guy get access to 12-year-old kids? Do 12-year-old kids attend Penn State?
No, he had a charity that he started called Second Mile, and he was holding all kinds of football camps and stuff, and he was taking the kids to the university with him to practice and to show them the facility and all that.
I know 12-year-olds don't go to university, but I couldn't figure out how on earth, what on earth 12-year-old kids were doing running around the university, but this wasn't on campus.
No, he was on campus. Mike McQueary, the quarterback. Yeah.
This is Sandusky. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mike McQueary, who caught Sandusky. Remember that whole thing in the shower? That was in Penn State's campus.
Yeah, see, there was a guy named Sandusky up here in the Canadian Football League about 10 years ago, I think. I remember the name Sandusky. I don't know, it might just be a coincidence. They might not be related or anything. I can't remember. He was a player in the Canadian Football League. But first of all, up here, like, about 10 years ago, there was a bunch of Christian brothers. I'll give you an example of how the media handles gay molesting of boys. They, not once did they ever mention that these guys were gay men molesting boys. They mentioned the fact that they were Christian brothers molesting boys. The Roman Catholic priests, they mentioned the word Roman Catholic and the word Christian brothers about a million times in the story, but they never mentioned the word gay men. Like, these weren't Christian brothers, these were gay child molesters. But they never once mentioned that. And I'm not gay bashing, I got nothing against homo, I'm a libertarian. Now, you can do whatever you want, but I'm just saying that if you listen to the media, they'll, if it's a straight guy molesting young girls, that gets mentioned, I don't say it straight, but they never once mentioned the fact that you get the impression that straight people have a monopoly on evil and gay people are always, always innocent victims of homophobes. Don't you ever, you know, have you ever heard anybody criticize gay people in the media? I never
Yes, but it's very rare. I see what you're trying to say that there is a thing, there is a double standard for some bizarre reason
I'm
about...
I'm talking about the media, mm-hmm. I've never once heard anybody in the media, maybe you, but anybody on the mainstream media, whatever, they never criticize gay people. Gay people are always portrayed as these paragons of moral perfection, and they're innocent victims of all us evil straight homophobes. Straight people are all, most of us are homophobic, and we're gay bashing, and we're all evil, and gay people are these innocent victims. But I just kind of resent the fact that when they did cover these Roman Catholic scandals and what going on in Penn State has got nothing to do with college football. College football is great. It's gay men getting access to young boys. That's the problem. It's got nothing to do with Penn State or college football, does it?
No, except for that you're using Penn State as it's such a huge university with a big name and gets who wouldn't be happy about that when you're a kid and you're watching football, you're in football heaven. So it's an easy way to seduce a kid. It's sick.
And these are allegations. I mean, Sandusky is accused. He's an accused child molester. He's not been convicted of any. He hasn't pleaded guilty, and he hasn't been convicted, right?
So he's
only accused. And that's one other thing. I'll let you go, but you know they always say, lawyers will always say he's innocent until proven guilty. That's ridiculous. He's an accused, charged suspect. If he was innocent, they wouldn't be talking about him at all. If he were innocent, they wouldn't be charging him or accusing him of anything. He's not guilty and he's not innocent. He's an accused. I know a few lawyers and I always get in arguments with them about this innocence. He's not.
I'll have to tell that to my brother. He's a lawyer. Although he's not a criminal lawyer. It's just semantics, Al, for goodness sake. You have to lighten up. Yes, innocent until proven guilty. In the United States, in England, guilty until proven innocent. Oh, which system do you think is better? I still would like to take my chances with a U.S. system. Thank you very much.